producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. Hey.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Gather all kinds of information. And earlier in the week, hat tip to Desert Eagle, he asked this question about video and you know, how is this impacting the gun world? What's the value to be gleaned from video concerning the gun world? Training, reviews, that kind of thing. For me, there's one reviewer out there that I can count on to get the straight-up opinion. I know he's not a shill. I know he buys everything that he reviews. Some of the stuff he reviews over and over again, well, that's just because he likes it, and he couldn't care less what anybody thinks about that, and I just dig that mindset. From the Military Arms Channel on YouTube, we are joined this morning by Tim Harmson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
This is the first time you've been with me since I've been at the new network, isn't it? I mean, I think it just about has to be, because I've only been here like 10 weeks, so...
Yeah, it is. I feel bad. We should talk more often. It seems like we just get so wrapped up with the work that we're doing that we don't talk as often as we used to. But, yeah, it's good to be over on the new network.
Well, I like to think that I have a busy, busy day of it. But you have a busy day at the best of times because you're trying to run a YouTube channel, which you are quite prolific with that. You had a day job. I don't know if you still have it, if that's changed with the other new development. You have decided to parlay your knowledge, and you've gone professional, and you're a partner in a gun shop, aren't you?
Yes, that's true. Now, I still have a day job, still doing the gun shop, still doing the YouTube channel, and we're working on a new project called Full30.com, which we're going to launch, debut here very soon, just before SHOT Show. So, yeah, I think I have four jobs or so at the moment. But
I didn't even mention the bang switch.
Yeah, and then the bang switch. Okay, five jobs.
I didn't even mention the bang switch. Well, let's talk about the gun shop real quick.
The gun shop is my baby. We're really excited about the gun shop. It's something I've always wanted to do. I partnered up with the guys that own the gun shops in the area that I live. I've been a customer of theirs for as long as I've lived in Northwest Indiana. And we decided, to come together and work together, open up a new shop. We have a Class 3 license, which allows us to deal in all the fun stuff, suppressors, short-barreled rifles, machine guns, any other weapons. And we also we've taken a focus on the higher-end firearms, and firearms in particular that I've tested, that I have faith in, we believe would be solid products. And, of course, we stand behind them 100%. It's a great deal, and it's really – a blessing. It certainly is.
What's the name of the gun shop?
It's Copper Custom Armament.
Copper Custom Armament.
Yep.
Now, as far as the custom part of it, I mean, do you guys also have gunsmithing on site as well?
We don't. I mean, the name is somewhat misleading in that regard, but the reason we call ourselves custom is because we deal with a lot of custom manufacturers, and we do send out guns to be customized. We send out Glocks to have them customized with carry packages that we feel the changes that we make to the firearm definitely enhance the purpose and the utility of the firearm. And we also deal with companies like Krebs Custom, who's well-known in the AK world, where his distributor,
yeah.
Definitive Arms, another Now, some folks may not have heard of them, but they do the AR-15 magazine conversion on AKs, one of the biggest up-and-comer AK gunsmiths out there. And we deal with BCM and IWI. We're distributors for them. We also do law enforcement sales. So, yeah, we do quite a bit.
For those of you who don't know who Mark Krebs is at Krebs Custom, Jim Fuller at Rifle Dynamics uses Mark Krebs parts in his builds. Mark is an unassuming man with a stroke of genius when it comes to an AK.
He is. He is a genius, and his attention to detail is impeccable. I mean, he's second to none. And you know, some people complain about the prices of the AKs, but you know, if you're shopping for Ferrari, you're going to pay Ferrari prices. And the amount of work that he puts into it, I've done some videos on that showing what actually goes into a Krebs Custom AK, and it's not just bolting parts on it. It's every single part of that gun is touched. It's amazing to watch a true artisan at work when they apply that skill to a rifle I love so much, the AK. So.
Just as an aside, because I didn't get to watch the whole video because I got pulled away from it. You did a video recently where you're talking about your new carry gun, and I never got to see the end of it. So what's your new carry gun?
The HKVP9. It really took me off guard. I'm a longtime Glock guy, and I first saw the VP9. I thought, oh, neat. It's, you know, just a warmed over P30. They just put a striker in it. How original. And then I shot one and absolutely fell in love with the firearm. I shot it quite a bit, did a lot of comparisons to other firearms that I was considering for a potential handgun swap. And the Glock, I've talked about swapping other guns into the Glock's carry role in the past, and none of them have ever performed to my satisfaction. I've just continued to carry Glocks. I've tried M&Ps, all sorts of stuff. And the VP9 was the first one to unseat the Glock. It's unbelievable. I love the handgun. I think HK hit one out of the park.
I may have to look at that. I've held one. I haven't done anything with it. Interesting thing, though, for anybody coming into copper custom firearms, if you're standing behind the counter, I imagine it'd be hard to find a gun in your shop that you haven't tested, because that's one thing I detest about going to a gun shop. Well, how does this shoot? I don't know. I only work here part-time, dude. You know, that's got to be good for your customers.
Absolutely, and you know, we're very lucky because a lot of fans come in to see us, and they see the guns that have been featured in videos. You know, we carry the stuff that, again, I have shot, or Dave has shot, my partner. You know, we both go out together. Dave's taken a more active role in the channel, but we shoot everything. We have a Krebs Custom AK that's rusting all over the place. We took that $2,000 AK out and stuff that's full of gummy bears and mud and anything else we could think of, and Twinkies didn't clean it. The thing's rusting all over the place, and you'll see it in video again. We're going to show that gun, without so much as a drop of oil, still functions 100%.
Yeah, Mark Krebs doesn't make junk. We're coming up on the first break. When we come back, Tim and I are going to talk maybe a little bit more about Copper Custom, but we're also going to talk about video and the role video plays for the uninitiated, for the initiated, for those in between. Since it's going to take a little bit of time, I'm doing this with a little bit of lead out time. How can people find the work of Tim Harmson?
You can find me on the internet at www.military-arms.com, and then you can find Copper Custom on the internet as well at www.coppercustom.com.
And then there's the Bang Switch, which is the blog that you write.
You keep reminding me of that. Yes, there is the Bang Switch, which is thebangswitch.com, but we're probably going to roll that over into full30.com, which I'll talk more about at a future date.
Okay. I like the Bang Switch. I've actually thought about calling you up and saying, hey, I want to write something. I don't use punctuation or capitalization, but I want to write something for your site. I thought about that.
I'm bringing that up, and I'd love to have you.
Okay. Where would they find the Copper Custom shop? Where is that at in Indiana?
It's Northwest Indiana, Valparaiso, Indiana, which is about 45 miles east of Chicago in Free State.
Okay, very good. Yes, you can go see Tim. He can pick it. You know, any gun you look at, any gun you see in Copper Custom, he's probably got a little trigger time on it. So if you ask him how does it shoot, he can actually tell you. All right, we'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432 is the way to give us a buzz. join this hour? I mean, this is where I used to go. I mean, if I was looking for something, this is where I used to go. I used to always go to the Military Arms Channel. Because my guest, if he's demoing something or reviewing something, he doesn't care how much it costs. He'll if it's dirt cheap and everybody thinks it's junk, he'll review it. And then he can review the Ferraris, as he says, and brings that up as, you know, and everything in between. And, you know, there's nothing he hasn't ever reviewed, and that's why I still go there to this day. Joined by Tim Harmson of the Military Arms Channel. Welcome back, sir. The question that was put to me is, what is the value of video in the gun world for those that are watching the video?
You know, I think there's a lot of value to video. You know, we were talking about the training aspect of videos online, and also the firearms review and the knowledge transfer, knowledge sharing. I think the video side, there's definitely a major value in the knowledge sharing. You know, people are kind of used to traditionally reading information in magazines with static pictures and authors that are trying to explain intricate details of mechanical things in text, and sometimes that's hard for people to put together. We're visual creatures. You see a video of something and it immediately registers. You're like, oh yeah, I get that. I think video is very useful, obviously, in that regard. And also, in today's connected world, we get video right to our cell phones when we're sitting on a train or, you know, whatever. We can have access to that video, so it's just as accessible as text has been throughout, you know, history. So I think in that regard, it's very, very much useful. Now, we were talking about the training aspect of it, and I still think there's value there, you know, but I think a trap that some folks fall into is they think that they can jump on a YouTube channel that's showing, you know, advanced handgun techniques or rifle techniques, or perhaps buy a Magpul Dynamics DVD and put it in their player and, you know, practice their presentations from holsters following the video instructions. And you know, I don't want to name drop and drag people into the conversation that aren't here to throw in their two cents. But, you know, I've talked to a number of large trainers, and, you know, the consensus is the videos are a good place to start, but it is not a replacement for actual hands-on instruction with a real instructor on a range shooting live rounds.
Do you think it's like an enticement for the would-be student to show them what they would go through, show them what it's like to go to a class? Is it like an infomercial of a sort?
I think it probably is to a degree, certainly. I mean, there's things you can pick up from a video that you can go out and practice yourself, things like, you know, trigger control for accuracy work. Somebody can explain to you to control your breathing and you know, slowly pull the trigger and let it surprise you when it goes off. And that's something you can certainly pick up on and put into practical application very easily. But if you get into stuff like drawing from appendix carry with a loaded firearm, and running and shooting on the move and taking cover and things like that, I think there's far more to be gained from actually taking that course versus watching somebody do it on video, not having those intricate details explained, especially the safety details, by an instructor, and having that instructor standing next to you while you're doing these motions, which could be dangerous if not performed properly to yourself and to others. So, I think it's a great way to get a taste of what an advanced course would look like, but I don't think it's a replacement for actual training.
I for somebody that has trained, you know, I could see where that would be of value, because something like a small technique or something, that's something we could look at, maybe give it a fair imitation of it and give it a shot to see if it's worth our time. But for the uninitiated, training video is really like reading. I remember there used to be, I think his name was Bruce McGee, and he wrote a series of books on the martial arts. The Complete Book of Tai Chi, The Complete Book of Karate. He knew every martial art, and I knew all kinds of kids when I was a kid that would read those books, and they were karate experts. That's simply not the case, is it?
No, and I think that's a good analogy. You know, you can't pick up karate or kung fu or Krav Maga from a book. I mean, you can certainly get a basic understanding of how those techniques work and the force that can be applied using them, but you're not going to become, you know, a master of those martial arts without having actual instruction. And, you know, the use of a firearm is a martial art. You're using a weapon in an advanced way that is potentially dangerous to both the person in front of you, beside you, behind you, and to yourself if it's improperly used. So, yeah, I think, you know, having somebody there that has that experience, and the trainers that I know and have talked to and have worked with, they're very hands-on. They're right next to you when you're doing something, when they're giving you a drill to perform. They're right there saying, no, stop. You know, extend this arm. Pull this one back. You know, get your face here on the stock. It's you learn so much faster, and you learn so much more when you have that one-to-one interaction with an instructor than you ever would from, you know, a rather two-dimensional video that's just pushing information out, and you're not able to ask the important questions because we all have questions and we don't all respond to input the same. It's no different than a college-level course, but I think your analogy of the martial arts is spot on.
I'm being asked if you have an opinion of the Personal Defense Network videos, Rob Pincus and his stuff.
You know what? I haven't spent a whole lot of time watching his videos. I've seen a few of them. I think he's a great instructor and that he's an outstanding communicator. I have watched several of those videos in part. Every time I run into Rob at like the NRA show or SHOT show, I think, oh, yeah, I need to go over and see what he's doing online. And that's kind of a problem with most of the YouTubers out there. Like, we just had a big convention down at Iraq Veterans Place this last week, and then we're down to Big Three in Florida, which is a gun writers convention that marries traditional writing and new media. But at Iraq Veterans Place, there was just YouTubers, and we were talking about, hey, did you see that video I did last week? You know, blah, blah, blah. And we all just kind of looked at each other like, no, we didn't watch each other's videos. We're too busy. But, so that's not a slight to Rob, but you know, I think that of what I've seen of him, he's an outstanding communicator, and you know, that's what it really takes to be a good instructor, somebody that can connect with the student. The student has respect for, they speak clearly, and you know, they know the subject matter. I think he's a good guy, and Travis Haley is probably one of the best people I've ever seen at work. I mean, the guy's just an outstanding instructor. There's a bunch of them; they're not the only two, but yeah.
The only problem I have with those guys is they are such athletes. Now, I'm not, I wouldn't have this problem because I realize that I'm a client of one of those guys if I want to go to one of their classes. And if they tell me to do a parkour jump over a 6 foot pile, 6 foot high pile of hay and land in a crouch and then do a shoulder roll and everything else, I'm just going to look at him and say, no, I'm paying you. Show me how it's done. And then I'll decide whether I'm, you know, something like that. But that's the only problem. I think sometimes they might be a little intimidating for the novice student to watch them, to watch somebody like Haley or Pincus move through a course, because they're so quick and they're so fast and they are so sure of what they're doing that they just make it look easy. But
yeah,
anyway.
They do make it look easy. And that's what video does. It makes it look easy because you're watching an expert perform those functions. But in reality, it takes a lot of practice. And then not only does it take a lot of practice, but to learn it, but you have to maintain it. It's a perishable skill. So if you don't shoot for a year, or you go out
Hang
and
on.
Shoot your hand at 50 rounds, what's that?
Hang on. We're going into the break. You said you could hold, so let's hold. Let's take it up in the next segment. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This hour brought in part to you by G-Code at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, you know, I guess I'm going to attempt to prove him wrong, because while we were in the break, I watched a dynamic carbine video, I watched him review a handgun, and I watched Fate of Destiny talking about something. And now I believe I am a tactical operator. Joined again by Tim Harmson, Military Arm Channel, Copper Custom Firearms. I meant to ask you, Tim, do you guys do internet sales with Copper Custom?
Yeah, that's primarily what we do. That was the original goal of the shop, was to take the successful model that the Blys had used to build two successful stores that date back to 1952, I believe, and right, take that model and do it online and take it to a national audience. So, yes, very much internet sales.
So if I decided to order a Tavor from you, because you push the Tavor and because I identify the Tavor with the Military Arms Channel, could I get it autographed on the buttstock with like a nice wide Sharpie and a pastel color with some glitter?
I don't know about the glitter, but I have been known to sign firearms for fans that purchase from us. A silver Sharpie is about as far as I'll go. We do have a copper-colored Sharpie, too.
I'll have to think about that. I really like the glitter.
send in some glitter and some glue, and I'll glitter it up for you.
Thank you very much. Anyway, he'll let me have it my way. You were bringing up a really good point about the training part of it. Once you begin the journey, because it is a journey. I mean, I learn something new every time I go to the range, a little nuance here and there. It's really something that once you begin, it is a never-ending process when you're training as a self-defense proponent with a handgun, isn't it?
Yes, it is. As I was saying before we went to break, it is a perishable skill, so it's something that you have to maintain. A lot of folks think that they can perhaps go take a training course from a top-level instructor, and then that's it. They're done. They just go shoot 50 rounds every month or two at their local indoor range. They're still good to go, and that's obviously not true. It's just like the martial arts, which was, again, a great analogy.
So for those that when you're doing a – and you made reference to the YouTuber meetup, which I think that's the third one you guys have done with a Iraq veteran, right?
This is the second one.
We
did one, 3 years ago, at Corey and Erica's place, and then Eric, our Iraq veteran, started this a year later, and so we've done two of those now. So we've had three YouTuber shoots and two with Iraq veteran.
You mentioned something as far as the little mini controversy going on with Corey and Erica. Do you give any credence to that?
You know what? I've stayed out of it. It's not my place to comment. Corey never said anything to me. And, as far as what's been said and done, I don't want to get involved in it because.
Neither do I. I just wondered about that.
I've had them on
and I can't get a hold of them anymore since that all erupted.
Yeah, I tried to call Corey and chat with him and just say, hey, man, get through it. It'll be fine. And I didn't get a call back. And I'm sure that's because he thinks that all I want to do or anybody wants to do is talk about, the negative side of it. I was just going to, try to offer some support to him. But, I think that, it was a tough blow. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it was. So with the YouTube videos, now you are not so much instruction. You're a reviewer of sorts.
Yes, and I stay away from the tactical side. I'm not a tactical person.
Well, tactical for the run-of-the-mill person, tactical is really not applicable. I mean, most people don't walk around wearing a plate carrier day to day. Most people aren't walking around with a really high-speed two-point sling on a very nice rifle that weighs 5 pounds and has certain elements made of carbon fiber and all that other high-speed stuff. Most people are just carrying a handgun, and they're looking for a comfortable inside-the-waistband holster, and they're looking for a handgun that's going to work every time, which is sort of the niche you fill.
Yes, very much so.
So
yeah, I like to take a look at what's on the market. New things get me excited, but sometimes I drift off into different areas of interest. I've done videos where I compared a black powder 44 Old Army Colt to a modern 9mm ball round fired from a Beretta in ballistics gel, just to show not only to show, but it was a learning experience for me as well. To show my viewers, just how much things have evolved or have not evolved in terms of ballistics performance between, firearms that were in common use 150 years ago versus modern firearms. And surprisingly, that old 44 did quite well. I would say there hasn't been a whole lot of gain in terms of ballistics terminal performance of the standard military ball rounds over the years.
Well, they're handguns after all. I mean, handgun.
Yeah.
So. Anyway. As you go forward, I mean, will the video channel, will that evolve with you as things go on? I know that you have, on in print at least, I've seen you take a little foray into political commentary, which I like. I don't like doing it all the time myself, given the job
I
do. I mean, there's sometimes when I keep talking about the same thing over and over again, and it just doesn't ever seem to sink into people that I fantasize about finding an overpass to hang myself from. How are you going to evolve this? Do you even have any idea? Are you just going to let it ride?
It just kind of, it goes with the flow. I went political back after Sandy Hook, and that was only because I felt I had to. We were under attack from, our elected representatives. They were considering passing legislation that would have gutted our Second Amendment, and I felt that I had a voice. I needed to use it at that point. I couldn't sit silent. If they had passed that legislation, I would have felt guilty if I sat silent and just focused on doing reviews and shooting videos. So I did speak out until I felt that the threat had passed. And then I went right back to doing what I normally do. But with the blog, I use that in a different way. I have very much political commentary on the blog, and I think that's well-suited for that venue. So the Military Arms Channel is going to focus on firearms going forward. Some of those firearms and things may change. I may do more fun stuff, not just straight reviews. If you follow the channel, you'll see that it's not all reviews. There's just range day videos and talking about historic firearms like the SVT-40 or the M1 Garand. So I kind of want to follow that track, I think, for the foreseeable future with the channel. And then, the political stuff, if you want to see what I think on politics, swing by the bang switch, and you'll definitely get a belly full of my politics.
Yeah, the bang. The reason I keep bringing that up is because I started going there for show prep from time to time, because there's more than just you riding there. You've actually attracted some people to the bang switch to contribute.
You know what? I have some great riders, and it will take Matt, for example, who's a sheriff out in California. He came to me some time ago and said, "Hey, I'd really like to write for the blog." And he started writing within a couple of months. He was getting writing offers from various print publications. He's been his articles have been published on the Daily Caller and the New York Post, and I mean, he just exploded, But he's a really good writer. So, yeah, I have him, and Joe writes some great political commentary. I write some stuff, and we have some other writers from the traditional print world that will occasionally throw a couple articles in here and there. Fate of Destiny has also written for the blog. So, yeah, I leave the blog open if somebody wants to write for the blog and they want to send a sample document. I'd be more than glad to, article. I'd like to take a look at it, and, if it fits, I'll put them on the blog. I'll publish them. So, yeah.
Roger that. Military Arms Channel, if you've never checked it out, there's a reason. How many subscribers do you have now?
Oh, what are we up to? How does this go look since I'm sitting in front of a computer? I think we are at 274,660 subscribers, adding about 300 or 400 new ones a day.
Approximately. Go check him out. If there's a gun that you're looking for, if you have no idea how it runs, you can probably find it with him. My regards to your partner. Keep Copper Custom Firearms afloat. We will talk again.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. All right. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, final time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. They are the best of that type of holster I have ever run, and I've run the two big ones you'll find in the big box stores. I've run them all, and this is where I decided to settle. I live in a community that has a HOA. Do you? I did not understand what I was doing when I moved into this house. If I had it to do over again, if it meant me living out in the middle of nowhere with nothing, I probably would have done it. HOAs were started out with the best of intentions, but they have morphed into an ego-driven group that, you know, it's a group think, it's a collective, full of a bunch of nosy nimwits who seem more than often to hate America. Now, I talked about the groundskeeper that got fired by an HOA because he didn't have it with him, but he owned a gun and it was a home. And he had a conversation in a break room about being a gun owner. He had worked for them for 20 years and they fired him because he owned a gun at home. Now, he's probably going to own the entire subdivision soon, and I hope he does. But, you know, that's not the only incident like that. There are other incidents that happen to people like me and you. In Indiana, Fieldstone Homeowners Association, they told Korean War veteran Bob Willits that he cannot fly his American and POW MIA flags in his own front yard. The HOA claims it's not against the flag, but that it's on a flagpole. Basically, they're saying they don't have a problem with the flag being displayed. They only have a problem with it being displayed prominently. The reasoning behind it is about as thin as their skin. They claim that the groundskeepers who maintain the lawn that Willits owns can't do their job because of the flagpole. The job they're referring to is called cutting grass. you know, it's a lawnmower, weed eater. First of all, he's not parking his car on the grass, okay? And he's not telling the ground crews to mow around it. It's a flagpole. If they couldn't manage the complex maneuvering of a lawnmower around a metal cylinder, a metallic cylinder, and then going back over it with the little strands it might be with a weed eater, maybe they should be looking for better help. But there's a problem with this supposition that they're talking about. It's not in an unadorned patch of grass. It's in the center of a flower bed, separated with mulch, with foliage, bushes, and flowers. So there's no lawn to mow around the flagpole. So what exactly is this problem? The only problem that I see here is that this HOA is once again trying to deny people the use of their own property in a manner that they see fit. What does that sound like to you? And if the HOAs are allowed to get away with tearing down the flag, how much longer before they start passing ordinances that say no open carrying of firearms or no firearms within the HOA? Now, I carry everywhere I go. And a lot of my stuff that I do in my garage with the door open. Because I smoke while I'm trying to quit smoking. When I do smoke, I go out into the garage because I don't smoke indoors. And because I carry a gun everywhere I go, if I am wearing the gun when I sit down facing the street, guess what everybody can see? They can see a gun in a holster. I get some looks. I couldn't care less. I've had to deal with this HOA. That my problem with my HOA is they're charging dues, and all I can see for the amount of money that they charge is some light poles. And they cut the grass in the front yard. We don't have a pool. We don't have a uniform company like Fieldstone has here coming cutting everybody's grass. No, we don't have none of that. It's just paying for the light poles and paying for the grass to be cut at the entrance. Now, you might say that the Second Amendment is sacrosanct and that they can't touch it, but the truth is that the HOA scam can argue that you agreed with their tenants, or as they call it, the covenants of the HOA, when you decided to buy the house and, as such, join the HOA. It's a little bit like the old public union shakedown. I'm looking at HOA is very tough to deal with as far as on a legal basis because of that very thing. If you get out there and you come out against them, all they have to say is you agreed to it. And first chance I get, I'm moving out of this community and I'm going to, I don't know, I might buy a nice double-wide trailer and dig a big hole in the ground in some property that I would own and sink that into the ground and have an underground bunker so nobody can even see me. Because I'm really getting tired of nosy people. I'm very tired of nosy people. Finally, there's a lot of people that are right now in Colorado where they allow campus carry of guns. They're proposing a law against this. Now, here's the problem with this, okay? Campus police are not SWAT teams. They're you know, and some of them are even, if they don't have that many of them, at dark, they're off. It's quitting time, Miller time. Females in colleges need to be carrying guns because in the first 15 weeks of college, this is where a lot of sexual assaults happen to females. Now, these females are too young to carry a gun at that particular point in their college career. But there's another development on campus carry. Now, it doesn't necessarily apply because this is in New York State. But in New York State, the Attorney General of New York State, what's his pilgrim's name? What is his boy's name? Eric Schneiderman. He is pressuring the colleges to accept felons, and they can no longer ask on the college application if they've ever been arrested or convicted of a felony. apparently, if you ask this question, that makes you a racist institution. Because why would a college want to know if a convicted rapist wanted to go to their school? Now, according to Mr. Schneiderman, you know, and I don't know why he's decided he can make this decision on their behalf, but according to him, that should not have any factor in the school's decision-making process. It's ironic that Mr. Schneiderman assumes that all black Americans, as an example, commit all the crimes, and thereby, in his rationale, asking the question is detrimental to black Americans. That makes it seem to me that Herr Schneiderman is a big old closet racist. Schneiderman claims that the question of whether one has been arrested or convicted of a crime can serve only to discourage New Yorkers from seeking a higher education. I got no problem when somebody's seeking to better themselves, no matter what their background is. But given the incidence of certain things, like what is the rate of recidivism for a rapist, for example? What if it's a pedophile? And I don't know if you looked at college lately, but, I mean, not everybody that's a freshman in college is 19 years old. There's some that are 25 that have gotten out of the military. There's some that are 40 that are seeking to everybody, it's become quite the hodgepodge of age groups. Applications to college that ask the question always include a section for remarks in which the student can explain what happened. So therefore, an arrest that may not have led to conviction could be covered and discussed. Secondly, eliminating the question increases the risk of a university's bringing people on campus with criminal records. Now, the other point is a very telling one. By not asking the question and by letting political correctness run amok, universities around New York will be allowing felons to enter their campuses without any idea at all what they are. So you want to know why there should be campus carry? There you go. We will do this again in 22 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not ever, not once. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.